little bit some way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at once.
No.
All right, what time is it?
It's time, I think. It's 4.
All right, it's 4 o'clock. Time to call this special meeting of the Board of Directors, Montgomery County Hospital District, to order. Jackie, roll call.
Robert Hudson. Tanya Peacock.
Present.
Kelly Inman. Charles Shirley.
Here.
Jackie Williams here. Jason Walker. Bob Bagley.
Here.
All righty. I guess first step is have our guest. Ms. Tammy McCray.
Hi.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. I've been doing this all day over at the county. We started budget workshops today. You know, we make a whole week event out of it. So, well, before you, you should have a presentation of rate comparisons. And at the top, you will see the 2025 information as it stands right now today. As you know, I get a supplement once a month from the Montgomery Central Appraisal District. So that's the most current values that you have on the roll right now today. And that's your current levy. The 26 values increased by 4.41% over the 2025 certified values. But let me throw a kink in that for you. We currently, when this was certified, we had 21,000, just over 21,000 parcels that are still under protest. That was with a value of $4.2 billion. So that 4.41% increase that you see is only going to go down. I know your finance folks, they are on top of it, and they make those adjustments like we do because we know we're going to lose some value. So this year, your 2026 average home taxable value, which is what we care about here, is the taxable value, is $338,274. The average assessed value is right under that. That is, it's a little higher, the assessed value, because that's before exemptions. The one you care about is the taxable value. Your 26 total taxable value is $115.1 billion. Your new improvement value is just over $3 billion. And then there's a new item you've never seen before, and that is estimated value of properties not on the roll. The Montgomery Central Appraisal District has just over 5,300 properties that are not on the tax roll that should be on the tax roll. And this is for prior years. Some of that could be for 2026 as well. So they gave us an estimated value of that of $851.6 million. So that is actually figured into your tax rate calculations. And at the county level, we used that estimate and made some adjustments and included that in our revenue estimates as well. So I'm sure y'all will probably do something similar. Before we get into the tax rate information, I want to tell you a little bit about what's been going on with a new law that went into effect. House Bill 9 went into effect for 2026. And what House Bill 9 is, our legislature enacted that last session, went into effect this year, is our first year, but that's for businesses. It's an exemption that they granted for businesses for their business personal property. And that's like inventory, fixtures, that sort of thing. So if it was $125,000 or below, they are completely exempt from paying property tax on that business personal property. Now, that doesn't mean they're exempt from paying on their building or anything else, but it is for the business personal property. So right off the top this year, you lost $889 million in value to House Bill 9, which was equal to 8.9. Nope, I don't think that's right. Was that 8.9 million? I don't think that's right. But it, you lost 889 million in value. So you start out in the hole just because of that. Then we'll go into our tax rates. Your no new revenue tax rate this year is 0.0458. The voter approval tax rate is 0.0503. Those are your two statutory tax rates that have to be calculated. And then you'll see I have revenue estimates. If you kept your tax rate at your current 25 tax rate of 0.0473, beside each one, you'll see what the percentage increase would be if you adopted that or proposed those rates. And with that, did you do that calculation? Yeah. I was talking about levy. Okay. So with that, I'm open for any questions that you may have.
Yeah. I'm aware of the estimated value of properties not on the roll. Can you share with the other board members what's being done by MCAD to kind of bring those properties on board?
Well, I think it was a little over a year ago, we discovered in the tax office that a lot of property owners had, they were contacting us and their property was not on the tax roll. So I brought that to our chief appraiser's attention, and we've been tracking it for over a year now. And so the board, the MCAD board, has given the directive to the chief appraiser at this point that we want a plan and we want these properties added as quickly as possible. Because everyone has to pay their fair share of taxes. But on the taxpayer side of this, we have taxpayers that are getting a bill for 2 or 3 years of property taxes. Depending on the value, we've had people get tax bills upwards of $40,000. These are new homes primarily, and so you can imagine mortgage company, most of these have mortgages, and the mortgage company is charging the property owner 2 or 3 years plus the current year in their escrow payments. And so it's been kind of, it's devastating to the property owner. And so the board has made an effort trying to push our chief appraiser to get these on the roll as quickly as possible. And we've been tracking that. I anticipate, based on what the chief appraiser has told the board, that they will all be on the roll, the 5,300 that have been identified, by the end of the year. And that's getting the field appraisers out in the field again, because right now they're in the office doing protest, is what we have been told.
And the difference between the current rate and the no new ever rate is about 1.7 million, it looks like?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. And your loss, I'm going to go back to House Bill 9. Your loss, I did have that calculation here. I overlooked it. You lost $425,000, just over $425,000 as a result of that $889 million in value.
All righty. Anybody else have any questions for Tammy? All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you all.
All righty. Number three is present and consider and take action, if necessary, upon the proposed tax rate for the fiscal year. I don't believe at this time the board is ready to take action. We have a board meeting in 2 weeks.
So we have to propose a rate tonight because that sets in motion all of the dates hereafter in terms of getting this process done. And so the rate that you propose tonight,
we can pick something lower,
would be the ceiling of what you could ultimately approve. Whatever you pick tonight, you can never go above in this process.
So it do not exceed rate.
Correct. So
Well, under that note, I make a motion that we set the proposed tax rate at the current rate, 0.0473. And do I have a second? I don't think we have a second, so I think it dies for lack of a second.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
Do we go ahead and go with the mildew revenue rate at the 0.0458?
Okay.
Can't go above.
Okay.
So.
Do we have a second to Bob's motion?
Could we possibly have any input as well, but in terms of going towards your discussion?
Okay, go ahead.
So, as we talked about in the budget workshops, inflation growth in the county was a little over 6.5%. As Tammy just explained, the tax valuation only grew a little bit over 5%. So if we even hold the rate that we have currently, we're not going to be keeping up with that growth. We've already got a negative budget. The difference in the proposed rate, which is what I put forth for you guys to consider, it was 0.0479. And the difference between that and the no new revenue rate would be $2,436,557. We are each year reducing our months on hand for unassigned fund balance. At the end of next year, we're going to be towards three, in that range. Could be a little more just depending on whether we get everything done or not, but it is tending that way. I know that if you were to look at our trend, you'd see like tax revenue increasing every year, fund balance increasing every year. Unassigned balance has been going down. And each year that we're required in order to maintain the services that we provide, it costs more. And so you're dividing a bigger number into that unassigned fund balance every year. So even if unassigned balance stayed the same, your months on hand is decreasing every year. If we continue to not keep up with that growth and inflation, get to a break-even budget at some point, we're gonna go too low. We've got $14.5 million. In committed funds that y'all are aware of, and that we have, the board has the option to reassign that to unassigned to kind of bolster those months on hand. But that $14 million only represents 2 months. So just for context, just wanted to make sure that put that before you for your consideration.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Jackie.
I'm going to make a proposal that the new tax rate be 0.0479.
Okay. Which is the amount?
Which is what they're asking.
That's what they're asking.
Yes. Right. This is.
Well, Jackie's made a motion for 0.0479. Is there a second? I believe that dies for a lack of second. All right, I'm going to give one more shot here. I'm going to make a motion for the 4.73, which is the current rate. And do we have a second? Okay.
I'll second.
All right, well, second. We'll have a discussion. Let me say real quick, the reason I'm going with that number is This is the proposed rate. This is what we're voting on tonight to set this in motion so we can go through the process of letting the taxpayers, making notice, going through the tax hearings and all that good stuff. I'm not necessarily in love with that number, but we have to set some numbers so we can put this in motion. And we have 2 weeks. We come back, we'll have another meeting.
But we can't go higher.
We cannot go higher, no. So, anyway, would you like to make a comment, Bob?
Pardon me?
Would you like to make a comment?
No, I'm
okay. Tanya?
Yeah, yes, just a comment. Just to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly, their request is 0.0479, and that's
correct.
That's what they're proposing. Okay. I'm on board.
But the motion.
That's what the motion.
No.
That was not the motion.
Okay. That was not the motion.
Okay. What was the motion?
0.0473.
The motion is, if you look at Tammy's sheet, it's the current rate of
0.0473.
Okay.
So if we're just establishing a ceiling right now,
ceiling,
and
yeah,
we could adjust it later based on obtaining more information, what's the harm? And I think that's what you said initially was zero.
Setting a ceiling.
Right.
We're going to have hearings, we're going to have discussions, we're going to make notice to the public, and then we will vote again on this topic.
So what's the harm of putting it at 0.0479?
I agree.
All right.
So where are we at, 9 or 3?
Mr. Shirley, so y'all did make a motion and you have a second. I do need a roll call vote on it, whether it passes or
right
fails. Can you do a
right
roll call vote
it's
on
it?
Well,
we're still discussing it, though.
Okay. I just want
to
make
but
sure.
It was a motion to discuss, right? I think
yes,
that's what you said.
It was a motion to
vote on it.
Okay, gotcha.
To pass the rate.
I thought you said discuss.
No, I made the motion so that we could. I seconded it so we could discuss it.
So
I made the motion. Bob seconded it. We're discussing 0473. Anybody else have any other comments?
I would just like to make one comment,
yes,
just
go
for
ahead
information purposes. So the difference of 0479 and 0473 to that average home value of $338,275 is $2.03 per year. So just wanted to put that out there.
No, I understand. Appreciate that. All righty. This needs to be a roll call vote. Mr. Bagley, yay or nay?
Yay.
Jackie Williams?
No.
I vote yes. Tanya Peacock?
No.
All right, so it fails.
Back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board.
I would like to again make a motion to accept a rate top of 0.0479.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion for 4.79 and a second. Mr. Bagley.
So was the other one.
Well, that was actually a vote to not change it. But
I'll
yeah
go aye.
What?
I'll do it for,
okay,
so we can get it done.
So we can get it done. Okay, so we have a yes. Jackie Williams.
Yes.
Yes. Tanya.
Yes.
A yes, and I vote no. It passes 3-1. All righty. Consider an act on tentative schedule for tax rate and budget hearings.
So the August and September calendars that you have before you, you've actually already seen and in a previous meeting voted and approved. This just makes it official for Tammy to move forward with her calendar.
Make a motion that we accept the calendar as printed. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes. And Consider an act on the MCHD command staff appointing the county's purchase of blocker vehicles for public and first responder safety. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any comments?
Yes, I do have a comment. There is a meeting this Thursday, Commissioner's Court meeting. We've been asked to be there to support the blockers. And so, as we talked last time, we wanted to let the board know that we've been asked to do that. I know we talked about this being a political thing, but the reason that we're interested in doing is we want to make the highways as safe as we can possibly make them when we're working accidents. So we're here petitioning that we go to the Commissioner's Court.
Any comments?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is the amount that we're considering, and is this an increase in the budget?
It's not our budget. It's going to be the county's budget. Yes, it will be an increase, big increase.
Right. It doesn't represent MCHD's budget at all. It's the county's budget.
So I'm totally against this. There are better and cheaper ways to do this than hiring three people for three locations and having locations manned 24/7 for a vehicle that has to be transported. When buses are available, cement trucks are available, there's all kinds of things that are being used out in throughout the United States for blocking the accidents. Having this, I don't know what it, I know it's like $1 million blocker that's going to be out there.
Yes, sir.
It is useful, but buses have been working, old school buses have been towed to the sites as well. We don't have to have three people on board or have any crews on board where we can call a tow truck and have them pick it up and deliver it and pay for the tow truck to deliver it and to take it back. It's just a total waste of taxpayers' funds to have three people assigned to do this 24/7.
Real quickly, I agree with Bob's comments. And on top of that, we have to interact with the county quite often on other issues. If we're going to use our goodwill on certain things, I would rather focus in on the public health budget, because we get the funding, a lot of the funding for public health from them. 600,000 is a flat number. We talk about in these budget hearings all the time that the county is growing and we have inflation. If we are going to spend our time and effort to go talk to the county, I feel like we should be using that goodwill, discussing the idea of building in inflation and growth into that 600K for public health, instead of using our time and effort on blocking vehicles, which we may not be the wisest use of the county's money. The county's money, as Bob pointed out, there's other ways that can be done. And I know Mr. Hudson's not here and he disagrees with me, but I just do not want to see our goodwill go to support something when we need to go to the county for other reasons. And I feel like the public health budget is a much more important issue. That's my opinion. You guys have any comments?
We need something out there for the safety for everybody else. And spending $1 million on
a brand new vehicle.
Well, on a ladder truck to be able to do it is not the right way to do it when we have other vehicles that can be used. And because if you put the fire truck out of business, there's consequences for that. If you put a bus out of business that's not serviceable anymore, there's no consequences for that. And Mr. Hudson didn't like the idea of cement mixers, but it's being done. And it's not causing any more deaths than anything else is. But with the death of that deputy that took place, I'm not sure that any blocker would have stopped what took place there, because we had a blocker from my understanding.
Yeah, there wasn't a blocker on that. The roadway is the most dangerous scene that we operate in for our crews. So if we, just to be clear, if we don't support the county and as with our goodwill, and the fire department and the county come to a point where they say, if you're not going to be in support of this, then we're not going to block for you. We're in the roadway more than they are. We're providing patient care. So we will have to, as an organization, operationalize what blocking on the highway and the roadway looks like for our ambulances, which means we will have some fiscal skin in the game to get people to drive them, move them, coordinate them, dispatch them. So it will just change our operation if we don't partner.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I'm just being clear.
We're being put in a place then that we don't have any choice. It's kind of like the sheriff's office telling us that we have to be on a SWAT team, put our guys in harm's way, or they're not going to show up and support us in an incident. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
The SWAT team is a little bit different. It's not.
In actuality, if the sheriff decided that, okay, you're not going to support us, then we're not going to support you out on the scene. I mean, you're saying the same thing the fire department can do.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I just want us
to make sure we're on the same page with
if we don't want to do it.
I
appreciate this is a safety issue. There's no doubt about it.
The county needs to come up with a better way.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we're in a position where we either support their plan, which has flaws, or nothing at all. I don't necessarily think that we should be using our goodwill that way. If they come back with a plan that makes a little bit more sense instead of buying brand new vehicles for this, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But
it's not just the buying of new vehicles; it's adding six more or nine more personnel.
That too.
Growing the county even more, and we're trying to stop that.
All right, Randy, did you want to add something?
No, I just wanted to bring this to the board because we need to have a board vote.
Sure. Any more discussion?
I also don't feel like that it's the right plan. Yeah. I could support the right plan, but adding additional employees that would be utilized over and over again and buying new vehicles, I just don't think that's the best use of our tax money.
Sure.
And I totally understand the safety issue.
Yeah, it just could come back where we're going to have to fund those employees and that equipment or where it's going to physically come out of our operating budget as an alternative. I just want to make sure that we...
But also, to be clear,
we've got to have blocks
in the beginning phases of talking about it. I don't know how far they are along.
Oh, they're very far,
they're far along.
They've already got the bids along. And they probably,
if
known, they've probably made the orders already knowing the county and how they work.
I think the invite was to come tomorrow at 9 a.m. for their budget workshop is when it was planned to be discussed. I don't know if it'll make it out of that conversation or not. I think the first vehicle was used for under $1 million, and then the next two vehicles would be brand new, probably over $1 million.
Well, yeah. What did North County spend?
$1 million on a brand new.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I think that's right, about $1 million. Right.
But their fire department's manning it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So these are not being manned by the fire department.
It would be county employees.
These were county employees that were putting nine new county employees.
Yes, sir.
Plus buildings, plus you got maintenance and everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah.
It's not good management of taxpayer funds when there's other ways out there that are being used throughout the United States. East County Precinct 4 just got a bus donated to be able to use as a blocker.
Yeah.
There's plenty of buses. I mean, you go up and down these highways and you see buses all over the place. You need a wrecker to pull it out there and to take it back. That's all you need. And you can pay the wrecker $100 or $150, whatever, for them to take it in both ways. And you're getting the same thing done without all of the other expenses. It's just a waste of taxpayers' dollars.
Well, thank you, Bob.
I know Ms. Miller wanted to say something.
Oh, she doesn't.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Nay, and it fails. So, time to we're going to convene into executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act to deliberate in closed session on the following matters authorized in the Texas Open Meetings Act: to confer with legal counsel on potential litigation and other confidential legal matters on policy HR 25-317, emergency medical services, line of duty, illness or injury, leave of absence under section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code, in regards to section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code, to deliberate appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment duties of a public official employee, assistant medical director, Dr. DePascal, and as of 4:30, we're in executive session.